אז אנחנו נמשיך למאמר החירות שנמצא בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 425. אנחנו נהיה בכותרת הביקורת כגורם הצלחה, אי הביקורת כגורם להתנבנות. ניתן לשלוח לנו שאלות לאתר קבלה לעם קבס יואל, את השאלות הנבחרות נשאל במהלך השיעור.
כן, בבקשה משה.
אז נקרא.
פליז משה.
נוסיף עוד על האמור. כי המציאות מציעה לעינינו.
We must further add that reality presents to our eyes extreme oppositeness between physical matters and concepts and ideas regarding the above topic. For the matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people. And the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune. But with concepts and ideas, it is the complete opposite. Unity and lack of criticism are deemed the source of every failure and hindrance to all the progress and intellectual fertilization. This is because drawing the right conclusions depend particularly on increasing disagreements and separation between views. The more contradictions there are between the views, and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and wisdom increase, and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity of the society, and the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies, by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article, The Peace. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful not to bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism among the wise and scholarly might be terminated. For the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views, and should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease as well, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out. This is the proof of the obligation to caution with the freedom of the individual regarding concepts and ideas. For the whole development of the wisdom and knowledge is based on that freedom of the individual. Thus, we are cautioned to preserve it very carefully, in a manner that each and every form within us, which we call individual, that is, the particular force of a single person, generally named the will to receive.
That means that we can't without criticism, we can't without different opinions, and the more developed people are, and the closer they come to the Creator, to that one source, but between them, obviously there's so many disagreements and changes in their perception and in their feeling and the scrutinies from one another. That's why we need to relate to all these arguments, misunderstandings, friction. But from attainment, from spiritual advancement, we need to relate to it with understanding. With understanding, specifically through the mutual criticism, from arguments, if they're purposeful, obviously, that's clear. So as he writes, the criticism who wants to say someone their focus group.
Why is criticism so important?
Because it's not like you criticizing the other, as it's a custom here that each one screams at the other one without even listening to what he said. Sometimes I watch the news. It's what a shame. Somebody says something, the other doesn't even hear. The main thing is to start shooting back, blah, 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 and try and go louder than the other, and then the third guy comes in. Meaning, TV gives you such an example to the people, to the masses. What nation can stand behind such shows where nobody listens to the other? Where is respect to scrutinize together what the other one wants? No, none. And also we see it afterwards when we go out in the street. They cry and bang on something and the other one also bangs. Did anybody listen to each other? No. Did anybody want to listen to each other? No. What do they want? Just to scream, like monkeys. One group of monkeys to the other group of monkeys. Just like that.
So when does criticism, as Baal HaSulam describes here, is an important element? Because in our world, it seems that criticism kills us, what you describe.
First of all, I don't know about your world, say in your society. Not the whole world's like this, because still there are some groups that do connect between them in some conventions or whatever, and they speak to the point, and whether it is to the point or not, that's not important. But according to a specific order, and each one listens to the other and brings complaints, whether they're right or not, against them, and then they scrutinize what yes, what no, or maybe the other one also has such opinions. So we're not speaking about the complete law of nature, the upper one. We're saying when it outbursts between us. So there could be different opinions between different people, different souls, and each one sees his approach and his path to that same truth. Imagine to yourself, the souls aren't the same souls. It doesn't come out from this one stamp. So you have a different observation on the goal, and he does, and he does. But it's supposedly we all have to reach that one thing. That's what we have to speak about, because our heart will be joyful in him. Are we aiming to that same goal, to that same state? And if so, so it could be that each and every one, and it has to be that each and every one has a bit of a different approach than the other.
Will it be correct to say that we, in our dissemination, should aim to having one goal, first of all?
Yes.
Before we start talking about criticism?
Yeah, and also that one goal, we're not speaking about the final goal, like creator or whatever. Don't say those words. Use words that everybody are accustomed to hear.
Asia.
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 Rob, I want to ask exact from the principles of the individual and the collective. I saw China, everything is totally opposite, and they now become even worse and worse. I'm so worried about the future of this nation, but I can do nothing. I cannot, if this Fandavia have different voice, they make it disappear. That's how can we handle this situation? Yeah. It's really desperate.
Repeat, please.
Please repeat, please. Owen.
Yeah, Rob, okay. Like China now, okay. The dictatorship, okay, don't allow any opinion against him. Everything they try to cover, put a lie, everything is so just against what the principle
Menugad
Baha Sulam listed here. So I don't know, this situation gonna be worse and worse now with the America and the kind of, okay, take China as the number one enemy, and China gonna be starting to be more and more self-closing. Only door for China is Hong Kong. They take the human rights. Everything's gonna okay. They cut the only opening. It's like for me, it's like cutting the only opening to the outside life, you know, like they cut the babies, you know, life tunnel. And I don't know. Everything the.
Look, Owen, I know the state a bit. Lately, it stands out more and more. And it's very difficult to say when it'll be solved. It has to be solved. But I don't think that it'll happen through the process that we see in our eyes. But actually, like that coronavirus, the Creator needs to squeeze us, to just squeeze us, to take all the juice out of us. These cruel, evil, egoistic. Just now, the time has come for the Chinese nation to express itself before everybody. There's like a period for each and every nation. It was the Germans, then before the French, then the English. The Russians always won it. So it happens in a natural development of each and every nation. And I think we just need to give it time. Don't hasten that time. It can't be quick. As much as we are going to be concerned about unity, that the upper light through our connection will come closer and closer to the world, to all of humanity, then according to that, we will feel quicker changes and in a better way. Let's be concerned that the upper light will appear quicker and in a stronger intensity as much as we can in all of reality. It shines in everyone, it shines equally to everyone, and I'm sure that all these things will be solved. It doesn't depend on the leader of China or Hong Kong or those students, or it doesn't. It's the upper light that needs in such a way to come and organize things. I don't think we can really have one thing to do here except for as much as possible and carefully spread the method of correction. Also, there's nothing more here than what we need to do. Just the method of correction. That's it. Speak in a plural way, in a nice way, good way, that they won't think that, God forbid, we're coming to resist the Chinese government or something. It won't help. We don't resist any government. We just want as much as we can to add connection and unity between people. and through us to activate the upper force upon everybody. I understand your pain. It's always like that. I know you. And you're truly a faithful son of the Chinese nation, like a burning representative of that nation between us in Bibi. But I think that that's the way to do it. That's the most, it's the best way to do it. There's no other example, and it's not worth being against governments because they're all puppets. We just need to awaken the upper light. And we're in a state that we can do that. So, look, we'll reach a state that we will see it. But it's all through development. Development of the nation itself, and the people that are in that nation, and all of this is through development. And that comes from the light. The light that reforms.
Spain 1.
Oh, no, sorry. They don't want to ask. Baltia asked already.
Galil West.
Well, we had that too, okay? Rehovot, we didn't have them.
Rehovot.
Rav, what is the individual force of a single person?
As much as he is connected in the 10, he becomes the general force. Because according to all 10s, when they start connecting in one system. PT 33.
I wanted to ask, how can we criticize in a way that will be accepted and do good instead of ruining things?
It's only criticizing lack of connection. Because a certain connection is already a correction. So you only criticize lack of connection. Tel Aviv 3. Oh, they took it off? Okay. So, let's keep going, Moshe.
Yes?
Tel Aviv 3 do have a question. No?
No, they canceled it, yeah. They're lazy.
Okay, so we'll continue with a title, Ancestral Heritage. All the details of the pictures that this will to receive includes, which we have defined as the source, or the first reason, whose meaning includes all the tendencies and customs inherited from his ancestors, which we picture as a long chain of thousands of people who were alive once and stand one atop of the other. Each of them is an essential drop of his progenitors, and that drop brings to each person all the spiritual possessions of his progenitors into his elongated brain called the subconscious. Thus, the individual before us has in his subconscious all the thousands of spiritual legacies from all the individuals represented in that chain, which are his progenitors and ancestors. Thus, just as the face of each and every person differs, so their views differ. There are no two people on earth whose opinions are identical. Because each person has a great and sublime possession bequeathed to him from his ancestors, and which others have no shred of them. Therefore, all those possessions are considered the individual's property, and society is cautioned to preserve its flavor and spirit so it does not become blurred by its environment. Rather, each individual should maintain the integrity of his inheritance. Then the contradiction and oppositeness between them will remain forever, to forever secure the criticism and progress of the wisdom, which is all of humanity's advantage and its true eternal desire. After we have come to a certain measure of recognition of man's selfishness, which we have determined as a force and a desire to receive, being the essential point of the bare being, it has also become thoroughly clear to us from all sides the original possession of each body, which we have defined as ancestral heritage. This pertains to all the potential tendencies and qualities that have come into his source by inheritance, which is the first substance of every person, meaning the initial seed of his forefathers. Now we have found a door to resolving the intention of our sages in their words that by receiving the Torah, they were liberated from the angel of death. However, we still need further understanding regarding selfishness and the above-mentioned ancestral heritage.
We'll learn it soon. Okay, French.
Bonjour, Rav. Comment utiliser la critique avec parcimonie pour faire révéler les dons de chaque ami dans la dizaine?
Hello, Rav. How should we use criticism in a beneficial way in order to reveal the good qualities of every friend in the ten?
I think it's impossible unless the whole ten works on it. One person in a ten can do anything. Only if the whole ten works on each and every one, they will reach success. One for all and one for all. One for all and all for one. Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, a question from our 10. Previously, we heard about the method of correction, and in the writer's meeting, you said something that really shocked everyone who heard it. What you said was that what we're doing is not dissemination. Rather, we have to be educators. We have to bring the light to the world. What you said is we're sitting on the carriage and just interpreting. I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be an educator, someone who brings light to the world?
Look, the fact that I criticize you, I hope it won't stop you. It won't make you freeze, but still give you a push ahead. Sometimes I'm a bit too harsh in my criticism. The question is, in our dissemination, there's a part that you take from me and disseminate. And in our dissemination, we are lacking a part that we take from people. The people that we are disseminating to, their suffering, their problems, that in that exactly we need to disseminate into that. Then our dissemination will be more touching to the human heart, more current.
Are you aiming us to be educators?
Yes. It's not enough that you want to show the whole world that you are coming to them as some news presenters, that you have an answer to what's happening today. that isn't so, doesn't really give them anything. So what if you know? I don't know, now I do know. We're not the media.
Yes, that's clear. We see that the people aren't impressed from us telling them what's going to happen. On the contrary, we get a bad response. But I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be an educator? When each one has a public around him, students?
No, that we in a soft, nice way will show the public without any pressure, what is worth doing for the future to be better. That is what we need to do.
To do meaning we, the organization, or every student?
Each and every one. What organization? What can an organization do? Each one who writes, and even if they don't write, let them write in such a way that he shows how we can reach a better life. I don't know. I have no words now. I'm tired. From all this talking. Moshe, keep going.
So we're continuing with the title, Two Discernments, A, Potential, B, Actual. First, we must understand that although this selfishness, which we have defined as the force of will to receive, is the very essence of man, it cannot exist in reality even for a second. For it is known that there is a discernment. Sorry. It is known that there is a discernment and a discernment of force, and everything is only determined by the thoughts. I'm skipping a bit. Because this thing we call potential, meaning before it is revealed in actual, it is only in thoughts. Meaning, only in the thought you can determine it. But in fact, there cannot be any real force in the world that is dormant and inactive. This is because the force exists in reality only while it is revealed in action. We do say that strength we find in man when he is grown was present in his organs and his body even when he was an infant. But that strength had been concealed and was not evident. It is true that in our minds we could determine the powers destined to manifest, since the mind asserts it. However, in the infant's actual body, there is certainly no strength at all, since no strength manifests in the infant's actions, since no force was revealed in the infant's actions. So it is with appetite. This force will not appear in man's body, in the actual reality, when the organs cannot eat, meaning when he is full. But even when one is full, the force of appetite exists, but it is concealed within one's body. After some time, when the food has been digested, it reappears and manifests from potential to actual. However, such a sentence of determining a force that has not yet been revealed in actual fact belongs to the conduct by which the thought perceives. However, it does not exist in reality, Since when satiated, we feel very clearly that the force of appetite is gone. And if you search for it, you will not find it. It turns out that we cannot display a potential as a subject that exists in and of itself, but only as a predicate. Thus, when an action occurs in reality, at that time the force manifests in the action. Yet, we necessarily find two things here in the perceiving process, a subject and a predicate, that is, potential and actual, such as the force of the appetite, which is the subject, and the image of the food, which is the predicate, and the action. In reality, however, they come as one. It will never occur that the force of appetite will appear in a person without picturing the food he wishes to eat. Thus, there are two halves of the same things. The force of appetite must dress in an image of the thing being eaten, since there is revealing only through clothing in an image. You therefore see that the subject and the predicate are presented here as two halves of the same thing, whose appearance and disappearance are simultaneous. Now we understand that the will to receive, which we presented as selfishness, does not mean that it exists so in a person as a craving force that wishes to receive in the form of a passive predicate. Rather, this pertains to the subject, meaning that it dresses in an image of things he deems worthy of receiving. It is like the force of appetite, which dresses in the image of a thing worthy of being eaten, and whose action appears in the form of the thing being eaten, and in which it clothes. We call this action desire, meaning the force of appetite revealed in the action of the imagination. So it is with our topic, the general will to receive, which is the very essence of man. It appears and exists only through dressing in shapes of objects that are likely to be received, for then it exists as the subject and in no other way. We call this action life, meaning man's vitality, which means that the force of the will to receive dresses and acts within the desired objects. And the measure of revelation of this action is the measure of his vitality, as we have explained in the act we call desire.
Questions? It's not so simple what he's writing about here, but actually, there is no problem here. If we see before us something that our will can clothe in an action that suits the will to receive, that's called a need, a want. And then we can really increase ourselves and come closer to the expression of that desire. That's why, in our matter, as much as we build the 10 and can see our realization in the 10, by this, the force of mind, confidence, everything that we need in order to reach the goal. Okay, Moshe, you're going to have to keep reading. I don't see any questions. Read.
We're with the title, Two Creations, A Man, be a living soul. From the above, we can clearly understand the verse, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living, a chaya, soul, nefesh. Here we find two creations, A, man himself, B, the living soul itself. The verse says that in the beginning man was created as dust from the ground, a collection of molecules in which resides the essence of man, meaning his will to receive. That force, the will to receive, is present in every element of reality, as we have explained above. Also, all four types emerged from them. One, still. Two, vegetative. Three, animate. Four, speaking. In that respect, man has no advantage over any part of creation. This is the meaning of the verse in the words, dust from the ground. However, we have already seen that this force called will to receive cannot exist without dressing and acting in a desired object. And this action is called life. And accordingly, we find that before man has arrived at the human forms of reception of pleasure, which differ from those of other created beings, he is still considered a lifeless, dead person, since his will to receive has no place in which to dress and manifest its actions, which are the manifestations of life. This is the meaning of the verse, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, which is the general form of reception suitable for humans. The word nishmat, breath of, comes from the word samin, placing the ground for him, which is like value. And the origin of the word breath is understood from the verse in Job, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. And the word soul, neshama, has the same syntax structure as the words missing, nifkad, accused, nishma, nesham, and neshama, the female term of nesham. And the meaning of the words, and breath into his nostril, is that he instills a soul, a neshama, in his internality and an appreciation of life, which is the sum of the forms that are worthy of reception in his will to receive. Then that force, the will to receive, enclosed in his molecules, has found a place in which to dress and act, meaning in those forms of reception that he had obtained from the Creator. And this action is called life, as we have explained.
Moshe, let's go to the paragraph of freedom from the angel of death. So, freedom from the angel of death. Now, after all we've learned, we find a way to truly understand the words of our sages when said, charut, carved on the stones. Do not pronounce it charut, but charut, freedom, for they have been liberated from the angel of death. It has been explained in the articles Matan Torah and Arvut that prior to the giving of the Torah, they had assumed the relinquishment of any private property to the extent expressed in the word a kingdom of priests, and the purpose of the whole of creation to adhere to him in equivalence of form with him, as he bestows and does not receive. They too will bestow and not receive. This is the last degree of Dvikut, expressed in the words a holy nation, as it is written in the end of the article of the Arvut. I've already brought to you, realize that man's essence, meaning his selfishness, defined as the will to receive, is only half half a thing and can only exist when clothed in some image of a possession or hope of possession. Only then is our matter complete and can be called man's essence. Thus, when the children of Israel were rewarded with complete dvikut on that holy occasion, their vessels of reception were completely emptied of any worldly possession, and they were adhered to him in equivalence of form. This means that they had no desire for any self-possession, but only to the extent that they could bestow contentment, so their Maker would delight in them. And since their will to receive it clothed in an image of that object, it had clothed in it and bonded with it into complete oneness. Therefore, they were certainly liberated from the angel of death. For death is necessarily an absence and negation of the existence of something. But only while there is a spark that wishes to exist for its own pleasure, it is possible to say about it that that spark does not exist because it has absent and died. It has become absent and died. However, if there is no such spark in a man, but all sparks of his selfness clothe and bestow of contentment upon their Maker, then neither become absent nor dies. For even when the body is annulled, it is only annulled with respect to self-reception, in which the will to receive is dressed and can only exist in it. However, when he achieves the aim of creation and the Creator receives pleasure from him, since his will is done, man's essence, which clothes in his contentment, is granted complete eternity, like him. Thus he has been rewarded with the freedom of the angel of death. This is the meaning of the words of the Midrash, freedom from the angel of death, and in the Mishnah, carved on the stones, do not pronounce it. Chawut, but chawut, freedom. For none are free unless they engage in the study of the Torah.
Focus group.
Sharon.
Sharon.
Sharon ask. Question from a student from Israel. Baal HaSulam writes that we need to be careful to keep the freedom of the individual about his opinions. How will that happen in the corrected society? What place will his opinions have?
This is good. The question is very good. Repeat it. Everyone should listen to this question, and then everyone is going to discuss it. A workshop. Go ahead.
Baal HaSulam writes that we need to be cautious to keep the freedom of the individual about his opinions. How will that be expressed in a corrected society? What freedom will the individual have in his opinions in such a society?
If we will be corrected, won't be able to advance, then we're completely in a state where there is no motion forward. There's no life. If we can't feel what was in the past and present and what's in the future, we don't have a feeling of life, advancement, change. It all disappears. It's all missing. It's as if we're in complete darkness. That's death. So how is it possible that in a corrected state, say it again?
How will it be expressed in the corrected society? What freedom and opinions will an individual have in such a society?
Yes, go ahead. A workshop for everyone. It's, you should think about it. Go ahead.
It seems that in a corrected society, a person would have complete freedom on how to bring extra connection and importance of the goal. Each one will be able to bring his sesame, how to help all of humanity come closer to the goal of extra unity. That's the freedom.
Yes, because in a corrected society, all crimes are covered by love. There is a general feeling of us being one kli, one neshama, the neshama of Adam Rishon. So everyone is special. Each one complements by his different view, or is good criticism, or all kinds of things. He only complements and enriches the others.
More than that, the opinion of the individual becomes an asset, a richness of society, and we come to correction from the state that we hate the other and become numb towards him, but then we accept him to be part of us, and we're able to cover with love the gaps between us. And in the end, we can see the complete thing, the necessity that without him, without the opposite one, you can't even sustain a society.
Anyway, want it or not, nothing will be erased, nothing will change. The views and concepts and anything else. It's just that we're going to use them in a different way. There's going to be a screen over them. So they will be for the sake of society. So some calculation will be made. And should he share it? Should he bring it out in a anyway? I'm sure that won't change.
Every person has to implement his reshimot. He's different. And the realization in a corrected society is for the benefit of everybody. So that's the way he expresses himself is different, because we're all different.
It seems to me that in a corrected society there's going to be complete freedom for every view and every concept, and there will be disputes in a or different views in a tremendous way. But the difference between that society and any other society is the feeling that we are different parts of the of one thing. That's why there must be love between us above all.
Because the final goal is love, the quality of bestowal. So there'll be different opinions, different ways to reach that love, that each one has to find the right way for him according to his structure, but we all have a mutual goal.
We should also maintain the unique point each one has, because he contributes in his own special way to society.
Yeah, the freedom an individual has is to overcome his ego, his angel of death. And we as a society need to give every individual the forces to do this, just like we do in the 10. We increase the importance of the goal, we give a friend confidence. Those are the actions that in them a person can have enough force to implement that personal freedom, to overcome his ego.
It should be clear to each person that he's the one who's disturbing. He may disturb, he may add. His free choice is to add love.
We have to open a new area of completing each other instead of an area that people cancel each other's opinions, and it would be better if it wouldn't exist. Complete freedom in completing each other.
Perhaps the real correction of a society is in a state where it relates to the oppositeness of the views, exactly the opposite of the way we relate to it today. Today we hate the opposite view, I want to destroy it, and instead of that I'm going to want to annul myself and to absorb the opposite view, because this is exactly what enriches me, all of us. Only the connection above all changes will make something new and different. However, it's built of all the opposites between us.
You can look at a corrected society as one big family. First to have love there. Then, after the love, we can include each other, understand each other. We'll have that base of love to be concerned that the benefit of the family comes before my own benefit. That's what happens in a family theoretically. We have to put it on society in an unnatural way, because we have the quality of bestowal, the creator, but the model of a family makes it feel close.
There was a problem with the audio and all kinds of covers. Every time a view appears with someone, it will bring all the others out of their view and will force them to relate to the upper light again. That will connect them, will weld them together.
That's called love will cover all crimes. That above all the opinions and the changes and the differences, one cover of love that will be above all.
Well, it's been a while that I have this image of the sun. The ten is like the sun, actually. Inside, everyone is different, everyone is welded, it's melted into each other. There's always explosions and fire and burning, and if you come too close, you burn. But if you take some distance, you look at them from the side, and you see them as one unit, and you get warmth and life, and everything actually depends on the light that emerges from the 110, which is the sun. And only one who can completely melt himself can be in that 10 without being harmed, but rather be part of that sun.
Because a corrected society is corrected by wanting to bestow the light and warmth to the world. And all those inner explosion that happens inside is only to serve that goal, to constantly engage in that more and more and more. There's no reason for those outbursts. The goal is to go outward, to spill the light and the warmth.
Yeah, and even if you're being hated and you're being cursed and you're being spitted on, this is probably something that also should exist. That's probably you have to correct yourself a bit more.
We pray that we can feel the pain of every individual, of all the public, of society, and to really, everyone will feel that love between us from his place.
I like the image you said. I didn't think about the society when it corrects. It's not a view. A corrected society is not a corrected of society of one view. It's a society of many views. Rav, think about a question you want to ask me, maybe, or to ask the whole world. Each and every 10, think about a question you would like to ask either me or the worldly. Go ahead. In a few minutes, you'll be able to ask.
We have
to think of the question we want to ask of or the worldly. That's the task. Maybe another question I have during this lesson. How can we integrate in the sorrow of the public? How can we as a 10 truly, on one hand, feel them, on the other hand, give them an answer? What it means to give an answer for the sorrow of the people?
My question is, are we capable to be between us like a corrected society?
I wanted to ask this thing about how the thoughts work. What is that thing about the good thoughts? Rav said that thoughts are the strongest weapon there is. How does that work? How are my thoughts on connection on the world? Is it in me? Is it in them?
I also have a question. What does it mean to be connected to the world, to feel the world, and to disseminate to the world? Also, both in the right way, and also that we as a 10 will be managing ourselves in the right way.
How to give every friend the force of the Ovut, that I'll have the confidence to go out towards humanity and to connect with them from heart to heart and pass the light of love to the world.
I'll join the questions, friends. Eyal's question and Chaim, how to feel the sorrow, the pain of the public?
Are there any questions? No.
Ksat. New York 4.
New York 4.
Ein shela. Who are you?
No question? Or did they have one?
No.
Come on.
Yeah, we have a question. Sorry, it's in New York too. How do we listen to the public? How do we hear the public to be able to
hear the public?
That's the question. That's what I asked previously. You're right by asking that. How can we listen to the public? It's hard for us to listen to the public because we're not in their place. If you're connected to the goal, you see it, which is above our life even. It's an eternal goal that takes you to eternity. Well, then you can't compare yourself to the public. The public is in a state where it has from here till there, their limited life. They don't feel beyond that. And then your point of view of life and their point of view of life are not the same. That's why when a person starts writing with your point of view of the eternal life, without even talking to them or about them at all, They feel that you're unrealistic, as if you're floating in the air or something. That's the problem. This is why, even if we want to integrate with the public, for that moment, for those states in which we write for the public, we have to feel that we're in their level, as if there's no other next world, there's no adhesion in the Creator. There's nothing except for this life, as much as I've got left in this life, and that's where I live. Try to clothe back from above downwards. And then try to take, if you're successful at that, to connect for a few articles with your readers. If you already have readers, you have to try to take them and to elevate them from below upwards. That's education. Then you'll see how they'll connect to you, or how much they'll connect to you.
Hebrew 10.
Okay? Hebrew 10.
Yeah, Rav, in the 10, we saw that there's these laws that Baal HaSulam says that you shouldn't speak if you don't reach connection. Also, Abash teaches us how to do it. That's why we succeed in the 10 to somehow express our opinions. So, what is the educational process to reach a state where each one in a confident way can express his opinion?
When we're talking about things that are relevant for everyone, and when we agree that we have a state from which we've all come, a state to which we all reach, and the states on the way, when we have to reach the connection between us, so then we have no problem. We have to locate as much common points between us as possible. And then it will all fall into place.
Until we reach that state, it's better to shut up.
Why shut up? Talk about it. Talk about all of us came out of one place, we all reach one place, we all are going on one path, and what do we have in common? That we can help each other. Okay.
New York 4.
Fine, New York 4.
Yeah, Rav, thank you. On what condition can a person be a free individual in society?
On what condition can a person be free in society? I don't know what you mean by free. Being free is possible under the condition that we rise above our egoistic desire. Then, after that, we may do whatever we feel like in a free way, only under the condition that you perform a restriction over your will to receive. Okay? Fine, so we have Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Привет, Рав. С одной стороны говорится критики.
On one hand it said. On the criticism that 23 and a half hours a day we have to be on the right and only half an hour on the left. When a person is with himself. And here it says that without criticism it's impossible to advance in society. How do those two things, how they express in the tent, how to combine between those two states?
How to combine these two things together? It's real hard. But try. Try to do it. For 23 and a half hours, I'm working only for perfection, and half an hour, I have imperfection. The question is this. In all 24 hours, both the 23 and a half and the half hour, am I trying to justify the Creator? Both on perfection and imperfection. Am I justifying the Creator? Holland.
Holland.
Yes, good morning, Ralph. Yeah, this triggers a lot of thoughts, this topic. About this law of nature, they said the commandments of the Creator, which is always talked about a lot. Would it be correct to relate, let's say, these laws of nature, the commandments of the Creator, to, let's say, our behavior or formulations, let's say, for the Congress? Would that be, let's say, a good direction? So what would those commandments, for instance, be? What would those laws be, let's say, as a topic, for instance, of the Congress, for our behavior to relate to? Would that be a good approach?
Look, the general law is connection. The Creator broke the kli intentionally. The desire He created broke it to many individual desires, and we have to connect them together. That's why all we have is one action we should do, action of connection. Each of us, by the shattering, is incorporated in everyone else. That's why each one can and is capable and is obliged to connect to everyone. From this, we get a very simple law. It's a law of connection. We have to connect between us in all the different options and everything that should happen. If you're imagining to yourself a system that has to be connected to each other and heed this to that and all the different things, you accept it that it's not these connections that we pull the strings between one and the other. But rather by that we are in, well, we can say it's like one soup. And in it, we are interconnected through the soup to each other. And we're like croutons in that soup, crumbs of bread or particles. Meaning we don't have, in the meantime, we have mitzvot, meaning commandments, that we have to be connected to each other. In a way that I'm connected to you, you're connected to him, etc., etc., each and everyone. But after the 10, when we attain the 10, and we attain the connection between the 10 and other 10s, bit by bit, we lose this matter of the kav, of the line. Instead of that, we take upon ourselves the form of the circle. Instead of being a line, this line enters a circle, and then we receive, rather than the perception of the Kabbalists, the present perception when we're above reason, there's another different level of perception, integral perception. It's not what I connect through these strings to each and everyone. And I perform the shape of 10 sefirot with each and everyone. But rather, we become limitless. We shift from a discrete individual state to a complete state. Well, I can't say about it, but it's a whole different perception. It's a whole different perception. Then we start understanding where the scientists are stuck when they're talking about the boundaries of time and space and all these things. For them, it's small things. Well, we'll talk about it one day. Maybe through that we'll get an approach for a certain society through the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes.
Sometimes ask. It feels so hard. Let's say it feels like a dictatorship. That's as if a dictator tells you from this is what you have to do, and it feels so against us. So how can you be, let's say, in a free will to attach yourself to such a law? Sometimes it feels really, really difficult. Sometimes it feels good, sometimes it feels really, really hard. What can you really do to be there in a free will, to follow laws like this?
I'll tell you, the way we act is gradual, and we have no problem about it, but rather, it's just that our steps lead us on our own. We advance, we don't know exactly. It's like a baby growing up. He doesn't know what's going to happen. It's life which is above him. The life revolves him. They revolve him, his parents, etc. So he advances. We're the same. We don't have to know what states we're going to reach. We have to know what now we need to perform at this moment. And the next moment will be born out of this moment. Don't worry so much about the next step. The next state will be born in an essential way. It's a must. That's how it will come from this state. In general, the less you worry about it, the better it is. Just worry about the connection between us in a short way, and then by that you'll advance. Florida.
Yes, Rav. In regard to criticism, I wanted to know if it was possible to circumvent the reactionary process that takes place, and if it is, how?
Explain what you want to ask exactly. Criticism should only be practical, to the point, to the goal. Is our connection perfect? And if it's not perfect, that's what you have to have criticism about. All the other things, yeah, you have no way to affect it as well. The only thing you can change is the manner of connection to make it as perfect as possible.
And
we have to pass our baton to, where is the info group?
Yeah, so we have a bit of a longer announcement today. We'll try to keep it short, but there's a lot of things to update about. So we'll start with Kolman about the task from yesterday to start connecting the tens of the world towards the Congress. Hey everybody, so at 5 p.m. Israel time, we are going to have meetings between groups of the world Kli. Can you show the slide, please? So yesterday we got a message with this link. When you go into that link, we reach the schedule with a list of all the tens. So every 10 from the world Kli can see with what other 10 they are with. What's the link? What the date is? Make sure that on Friday and Saturday, we are not doing it. All groups in the world Kli can check with what Petah Tikva group they will be in order to find them in the previous table, through this table. When you search for it, search for the name of the galaxy room that you're in. Meaning, if you are the group of Astana or Almaty, you could be in a room called Kazakhstan. So actually search for Kazakhstan, meaning search according to your galaxy rooms. If you still can find yourself on this table, go to the next slide. You can always send a mail to Board World Kli. Good luck to all of us. David.
Hello, friends. What a joy to see you right now, everybody on screen. We would like to say that your group has prepared a great gathering today, very soon at 6 o'clock in Israel time. And we would like to say that the whole week we was in preparation. So many friends has prepared and they put their efforts, and it was really, really amazing what the job they did. And I would like to highlight that especially right now, when we have the first Congress in New World, especially right now, we have to be more tight and we have to be more together, and we have to help each other to achieve the real new agree. And this is right now what exists. Friends, please come join us. And the links for Arvut team meeting and links to translation system in English, Russian, Hebrew, and Spanish will be displayed in a WhatsApp chat. With big heart, with tons of love, we're expecting you to this meeting. And now I pass the mic to our dear friend, Shai.
So, today's schedule, 10 a.m., we'll start broadcast with Norma and Rav till 10:30, then the reporters from 10:30 to 11:30, then from 11:30 to 12, Gilad Shadmon, everything's broadcast and translated live. And 6 to 7 p.m., our evening Zohar lesson with Rav live. So all the links we heard about from Kolman will be sent right now after the morning lesson, so the day can start with connections in the tent. At 6, Arvut team, and let's go to a song.
Besoin